Wayne Henderson is a national living treasure. The National Endowment for the Arts gave him the National Heritage Fellowship a couple years back, and he's got a pile of other distinctions. He went on the Masters of the Folk of the Steel String Guitar tour. So he's been doing some great stuff. And we got Robin Kessinger back with him. Say hello to Wayne Henderson.
Thank you, Peter. You didn't have to tell everybody about that story about that beef tartare that I got. That sure did look good. This big old hamburger came out, and that thing had never been nowhere close to the stove. You know, that's a pretty big shock for a hillbilly from Rugby, Virginia, you know. It sure is a pleasure to be out at Augusta again, and one of the biggest thrills that I get every year when I come out here is getting to pick with Robin here. He's one of my favorite guitar players in the world, you know.
Feelings mutual.
Well, thank you. I'm going to be trying to hang on for dear life here. Keep on some of these old fiddle tunes here. Here's one called June Apple.
Get fixed here.
Thank you. Like always, y'all are a great audience out here, and this is one of my favorite places to play. Appreciate y'all being so kind to us. I'm going to try to play an old tune here to sort of to prove that we do play a slow tune once in a while. This one's a little bit slow, and actually it'll be sort of a hillbilly version of a Duke Ellington tune. Now, Since he didn't play bass with Bill Monroe or something like that, I never did know who he was, but I heard this tune one time. So.
I've been calling him Duke Henderson all day. So.
This sort of sums up how I feel after being here for 4 days. The name of it's I Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Well, that's enough of that stuff. We'll get back down to business now. And Robin's going to pick you a tune. This is a tune that sounds great. He puts in so many notes and licks on it. He's going to just pick it by himself. And one reason, because I don't know it and didn't have time to learn it backstage. And I don't want to clutter it up in any way. And Robin's going to play you a great old flat pick tune here. And Robin, what is this tune?
It's called, this name of this tune is Vinton's Hornpipe, and it's one that I learned from Georgia Slim, a great old-time fiddler and a good friend of the family's.
Robin Kessinger, they're one of the greatest flat pickers in the whole world. That's taking in a pretty big territory, right?
I bet.
Well, Let's play them a couple more tunes here, and we'll tear down on a couple here.
All right.
About the Cincinnati Rag. Y'all know that tune? Never heard it?
The one I stole from Wayne Henderson. took me about 10 years to learn it, but I think I got it pretty close.
Thanks. This will be our last tune, and we appreciate y'all being so nice. Thanks to all of our students. We got a bunch of them over there, too. And thanks for putting up with us. And we've learned a few licks. And then this is the next tune, I guess, will be tomorrow's tune. And, I'll show them these first two parts, Robin. You show them the rest of it, okay?
Do it slow the first time.
Yeah. I got the beginner class. Robin's got the advanced one.
Thank you so much.
Been great, too, being out here with old Norman Blake. He's been one of my heroes as far back as I can remember. And he comes in the morning and just shows us all kinds of licks to do. And that's been a major thrill here, too, this week. And thanks for that. And appreciate y'all, again. And thanks to Flon and all his wonderful crew over here. Sound guys, this is a great place to pick, and they really help us out. Thanks to them. We'll see y'all a little bit later. Here's a Sweet Georgia Brown.
Tell you what, if you got paid by the note, that guy would give Bill Gates a run for his money. Well, we wanted to encourage you in the intermission that's going to be here in a little while that to go visit the Augusta store. They have a lot of tapes of past concerts and tapes of a lot of the performers who are featured here tonight and at Augusta in general. And the special thing that we've got today is, well, this year is the 25th anniversary commemorative banjo. And this was built by Kevin Enoch. And I was just taking a look at it. It's incredible. It's a beautiful instrument. Kevin teaches the pearl inlay here at Augusta, so imagine what the fretboard of this instrument looks like. It's really remarkable. I was thinking, because they're doing a raffle to raise money for Augusta, the tickets are $5. So you could virtually assure that you get this instrument for just a mere $1 million. You get 200,000 tickets, and you just flood everybody else out, and your percentage of chances of getting the banjo would be very high. So, boy, I can do my math. The banjo's out there in the lobby. This is the only place you can get tickets for it. The drawing's going to be at the final concert at the Augusta Festival, August 9th. And we've got the old-time banjo instructor himself, who is going to baptize this thing and show you how it sounds. So make welcome Dirk Powell. He's going to play the banjo.
Minutes.